Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Tex.
That's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. I show you a man that goes to work home and he knows he's got some sweet love coming at the end of his working day. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Show me a woman that's got a good man. And I'll show you a woman doing all she can to make life worth living for her good man, so his troubles don't cross his mind. Show me two people that's in love with each other. Y'all show me. I want you to show me two people that's in love with each other. Show me. You show me two people that's in love with each other. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me two people in love with each other. Show me two people that's in love with each other. I'll show you two people that ain't going no further than their arms can reach to hold one another. Let them lovers alone, yeah. They doing all right.
Well, the lively sounds of Joe Tex there from his album Live and Lively, a little song called Show Me. And this is a record from my record collection, because you're listening to a complete abridged record collection, the radio show slash internet podcast slash internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection with the purpose of archiving my life. For you, no, not really, but for me, in the future. So by you, I mean me in the future, most of the time, because I know that you, the other you, is not really out there. You're not really listening. Why would you? This is internet radio. There's a million better things to listen to on the internet, like funny movies and stolen TV and things like that. Well, this Joe Tex record I bought from the Cow Records in Ocean Beach, San Diego, California, not too long ago, like I kind of talked about a little bit in the last episode. This is episode 48, by the way. I recently went through a little bit of an R&B soul phase. Atlantic Records, Joe Tex, gotta give it a try, right? And I was in the record store, Cow Records in Ocean Beach. I think afterwards I got a like a waffle ice cream sandwich from the place next door. I don't even know what it's called. It's just an ice cream store. They sell lactate pills at the counter. So yeah, that's the mindset. Hey, buying some soul records, eating some ice cream, not a bad day. And that's why Joe Tex is live and lively. Yeah, so coming up next, though, is something that I've never listened to. It's a brand new record in my record collection, and I think this is the first time I've played something super new. The order that I've been going through these records is kind of being old to new in a way. And this record I just got a few days ago. It was mailed to me by my friend Maxime. It's Songs of the Poets, Dylan, Harrison, and Simone, by Nina Simone. And Maxime said there's some chilling tracks on here that are going to make me feel okay, because I think he was trying to make me feel better by buying this record for me. He was trying to make a battered heart feel better, I think. Because we have that kind of relationship, I think. That's really what this really means, without going into too many details. But yeah, you know, feeling kind of low, I guess that's what this record is gonna mean. I don't know, I've never listened to it. It doesn't have a relationship with me yet, until now. So, history in the making here. Nina Simone and Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
lot of men can't understand why they women run around in the street. My woman always at home ain't just to throw her love on me. You know why? 'Cause my love is habit forming. It makes you do and you don't. But what you love about me, girl, the more you get, the more you want. She gon' always be true. I know she will. You see, I lost a whole lot of women trying to imitate somebody else. But I knew I had to love different to keep my woman all to myself. Look here. That's why I got my own style of loving. Can't be beat. Look here. Men come from miles around hoping to get a lesson from me. Good God, got my own style of loving. Too hard to die. Don't have to worry about my woman. She gonna always keep me satisfied. Willing to mess around with another man, but she knows she won't be satisfied unless it's by the touch of my head.
Hey, there we go. That's Wilson Pickett from his Hey Jude LP, which I bought for $1 in pretty nice shape. I'm trying to remember. It was either, I think it was Goodwill in Sports Arena. Went in looking for some pants, came out with a classic R&B record from 1969 with a lot of album filler on it. It has Hey Jude. I thought about playing it, but decided not to. It's got Born to Be Wild. It's got some Bobby Womack songs. It's great record. Atlantic Soul. You know, can't go wrong. Great pants buying day when I bought this record. I bought 6 pairs of pants: Goodwill, Salvation Army, and Cerebral Palsy, Pacific Beach. Amazing pants buying day. I can hardly separate the soul from the pants buying. And a bunch more records coming from that pile. Not today, but sometime soon. Really good ones. Well, before that, we listened to a little bit of Nina Simone singing Here Comes the Sun. And coming up next, this is one of those moments where records just happen to be next to each other that all sound the same. So I'm going to give a little bit of mix, a little bit of mixing here. It's a Turkish disco barrage. That's all I can say. these records are ones that I picked up this summer in Turkey, Istanbul. And they are a bunch of disco comps. Well, this first one is by a singer called Nuran Damaglu. And it's called Disco Canto. We're going to listen to her amazing song, Alibaba. And the other ones are, I think they're compilations. I'm not really too sure. They're called Disco Fazil. I have 2, 1, and 5 were all I could find. They might be, I don't, yeah, it's kind of hard to tell who the artists, what the song names are. I'm not really that up in my Turkish. But we're going to take a little sampling of Turkish disco. this Turkish music, well, this was one of the best record buying trips I ever had. A lot of stuff happened in Turkey, but I made a lot of friends there who helped me find records. I didn't get many LPs, so they won't be featured heavily on this show, but I got a lot of singles. And on the internet, I made a compilation of Turkish disco from like and sort of like pop stuff from maybe 72 to 79, roughly. And it's some of the most memorable music of the year for me. And I sent out to a lot of my friends, and they enjoyed it. So I will always love this Turkish music, not just because of the trip, but because of the appreciation that others bestowed upon me for putting this together. So here we go. This is actually one of the tracks from the compilation I put together, Turkish Pop and Disco Bump, Alibaba.
Çıtı pıtı, minni minni, mis kokuyor. yorum. 70'in Ağustos var, tutuşuyorum. Yangını var, yangını var, ben yanıyorum. 70'in Ağustos var, tutuşuyorum.
kuşağım kordonda. Der gibi geldi bana. Gel benim nazlı gülüm, kalmadı tahammülüm. Gel benim nazlı gülüm.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, this could go on forever. This is Disco Fazil number 5, and it's one of those non-stop disco mixes where it's the entire side is one track. Presumably a mix of hits, for all I know, but it will always remain a mystery to me what exactly these records are. Before this, we were listening to Disco Fazil 2, same attractive woman on both covers. And before that, we listened to a track called Yama from Disco Sukule, something like that. Oh, I think we're on another song in the non-stop disco mix. These are some of the only LPs I bought on this trip to Istanbul, and I bought a lot of singles. I had an amazing time. I helped this one guy fix a gramophone. I drank a lot of tea with the record sellers. They would, like, give me tea and tell me to sit down and, like, play me records. I swam in 3 bodies of water, the Black Sea, the Marmara Sea, and in between Europe and Asia. Yeah. Incredible, right? I also got a throat infection from swimming in such polluted bodies of water. It was pretty scary. But I cured it by eating some yogurt. Yeah. Crazy memories. Stayed in a hotel called the Ass Hotel. That was funny. Unfortunately, staying by myself, so I didn't get to make any jokes over and over again about it. But from my window in the hotel, very, very cheap hotel, I could see a shoe factory, and they were making some very sexy, like 4-inch heels, white leather, stiletto. The worker, though, was a fat, bald, smoking man. And I will never look at sexy shoes the same way ever again. Yeah, it was a great time. And the music. Oh, the music. What an amazing place. Well, I think we should move on, though, from the Turkish disco. And move into something a little more American. This is Loretta Lynn and a song called Your Squaw is on the Warpath from the album of the same name.
Drinking and can barely crawl, and all that loving on me won't make things right. Well, you leave me at home to keep the teepee clean, a 6-pound booth is to break and wean. Well, your squaw is on the warpath tonight. Well, I found out a big brave chief, the game you were hunting for ain't beef. Get off of my hunting grounds and get out of my sight. You don't need no more of what you've already had. Your squaw is on the warpath tonight. Well, that far water that you've been drinking makes you feel bigger, but cheap you're shrinking since you've been on that love-making diet. Now don't hand me that old piece. There ain't no pipe can settle this fight. Your squaw is on the warpath tonight. Well, I found out a big brave chief, the game you were hunting for ain't beef. Get off of my hunting grounds and get out of my sight. This award ain't some doing means of fighting mad. You don't need no more of what you've already had. Your squaw is on the warpath tonight. Yeah, your squaw is on the warpath tonight.
This is the spot of our show that is reserved for the young lady for whom the show is named. Before we present this young lady, we'd like to call one thing to your attention, and that is, you might notice that we have an overhead microphone here. The reason for this is that all of Miss Lynn's shows during her stay here at Leo's are being taped, and they're going to take the best of the tapes when they get back to New York, and they're going to press them into an album that's going to call Gloria Lynn Lynn. All right.
Read the walk out of my
That's Gloria Lynn there from her Take Two live album, Watermelon Man, an album that I bought at Amoeba Records. Again, we're with the rhythm and blues and soul phase that I've been so enamored with for the last number of months, year or so. And I remember this particular day, I was visiting a friend in Los Angeles, and I decided to treat myself. I was going to go to Amoeba, and I was going to buy a Solomon Burke LP. I knew that Amoeba would have one, because that's the specialty. That's what Amoeba is good for. Mainstream, pretty well-known music. Not hard to find, but, you know, you're not going to see it every day in your local record store, your local tiny record store. You have to wait a while for some old geezer to die and sell his soul collection. Well, I thought for sure they would have one. They didn't. So I bought a bunch of sort of, other R&B records to sort of make up for it. And this was one of them. Kind of a crappy record, I gotta say. I mean, that song was all right, but... It's too live, maybe. I don't know. It's not live and lively. I'm not really too sure. But I always remember that day. I loved going to L.A. and going record shopping. That was a really good part of my life last year, basically, year and a half. A lot of fun there. Gonna miss that. Before that, we listened to Loretta Lynn, Your Squaw is on the Warpath. Really crappy pressing. And kind of an offensive record. But... you should see the cover. You would feel more offended. This record, actually, I got at the Cow Records in Pacific Beach, a new record store that opened up. I've already talked about Cow Records in Ocean Beach, this program. They opened a second record store in this economy, and they had a dollar bin right by the door. We went maybe the first week there open with my friend Tim, who was visiting from the East Coast. We went checking out the records, and flipping through the dollar bin, we found oddities like this Loretta Lynn record that I never heard of, and also, like, I got a Circle Jerks record, which I'm not really, those guys are pretty offensive, but just, you know, for a dollar, it's crazy. And yeah, it just makes me think of Tim visiting. Every time I hang out with Tim, the lust for finding music gets cranked up a little bit. So that was fun. A lot of fun that day. A breezy Saturday afternoon in Pacific Beach. Coming up next is a record that I got from a party. That's right. I went to a moving away party right near the 805, I guess North Park area. I went with Kayvon, and the people were, I didn't know anyone there, and they were giving away records. And, they had records that were from this very radio station. They assured me they were not stolen. They said they had bought them legitimately, or they were given to them legitimately. But then they were moving, and they wanted to get rid of some of the records. So I picked out two, and we're going to listen to them. I haven't really listened to these that much. Free records are always really, you know, they're not really the ones that change your life. But this is the band Salem 66, and... I didn't really know too much about them. It's on Homestead Records, which is a label that I will definitely go after if it's from the late 80s on Homestead and, like, less than $5. And so this was me being like, oh, well, it's free. Might as well take it. I'll probably listen to it once. And I probably have listened to this once. It's going to be some breezy 80s indie pop that you may or may not enjoy. Much like the rest of my life.
Is
That was Elliot Sharp in The Land of the Yahoos, another record that I got from a party. And this one I picked up because it's on the SST label, which is pretty much what you'd expect listening to that from 1987. It was a terrible party. I went with Kayvon. I think we left after 45 minutes. Kayvon doesn't like going to parties anyways, so that's what those records are all about. Coming up next is one of the first Calypso records I ever bought. It's Wadali Diamond from 1981, a song called Show Me Your Motion, and I bought it in New Orleans, hoping to find some New Orleans soul. Nope. Can't find the New Orleans rhythm and blues or soul in New Orleans. Too expensive. But you can get the Calypso. You can get the Calypso for cheap. That's my advice to you.
Show me emotion.